Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam. Today the video we are going to be looking at is called Loving and Being Loved. And this is a very interesting video that also ties into our Qi Xi Gong Lue theme that we currently have on VoiceTube. And by the way, let me know down in the comments if you have been enjoying our Qi Xi Gong Lue content. Don't forget we have blogs, we have videos, and of course some of these pronunciation challenges are also related. If you're curious as to where to find all of that content, of course you can find our videos on our homepage, and also all the content we have under this theme will be shared on our Facebook page. So I hope everyone is following that page and keeping up to date with everything we have for our Qi Xi Gong Lue theme. But yeah, so let me know in the comments if you have been enjoying it, or if you have any other thoughts on it, if you have any favorite blogs or favorite videos from this theme, let me know, I am curious. Anyway, without any further ado, let's get on to our sentence for today. Actually, it's two sentences, and they are quite difficult, I will let you all know. This is a challenging challenge, so good luck to everyone, and give it your best. So here we go. We want a recreation in adulthood of what it felt like to be administered to and indulged. In a secret part of our minds, we picture someone who will understand our needs, bring us what we want, to be immensely patient and sympathetic to us, act selflessly, and make it all better. And in case you did not realize, the narrator in the original video, in the School of Life video, is British, so the video pronunciation will be quite different from my pronunciation. Once again, for those who do not know, I am from Canada, from Toronto, so that is the accent that I have, which is similar to American, not exactly the same, but very similar. Nonetheless, let's continue on to our vocabulary for today. So our first word is adulthood. Adulthood, with the emphasis on the first syllable, the ad. Adulthood. And adulthood just means 成年期, so that's just the time that you are an adult. Quite simple. You know, at the beginning of your life, you are in your childhood, and towards the end of your life, you are in your adulthood. And actually, that is our next word, is childhood. Childhood. And childhood has also the emphasis on the first syllable, the child. Childhood. So, for instance, you could say, I had a happy childhood, which means that when you were young, when you were a child, you were happy. Just generally in those years that you were a child, you were happy. So you could say, I had a happy childhood, or I had a good childhood. It's a very sort of general way to evaluate your childhood, but it's quite commonly said, this kind of sentence. In childhood, of course, in Chinese, is 童年时期. Anyway, and our next word is indulge. Indulge. And the emphasis is on the dull, indulge. And indulge means 沉迷于 or 满足欲望等. And so the noun that goes along with this verb to indulge is indulgence. Indulgence. And indulgence also has the emphasis on the dull. And indulgence means 沉溺 or 放纵. So, and for the word indulgence, it's kind of one of those words that it really depends on the context in order to determine what is meant by the word and whether or not it is a positive thing. So, for example, indulgence can often be seen as a bad thing. So, for instance, if you indulge in something, maybe it shows a sign of weakness, maybe it shows that you didn't have enough willpower, you didn't have enough restraint. You weren't able to control yourself, so you indulged in something. However, indulging can also be seen as a positive thing in certain circumstances. For example, you know, if you want to treat yourself, you know, go on a vacation or have a nice meal out, you could say, I just want to indulge, which means I just want to, you know, enjoy this as much as possible. And you really treat yourself well in that kind of circumstance. So it depends on how you use it, you know. Maybe it's a matter of opinion, whether or not indulging is a good thing. I think it's a matter of circumstance. It depends on how you're indulging and what you're indulging in, of course. So to indulge means to give in to your desires, and indulgence is the act of giving in to these desires. Yeah. And our next word is picture. Picture. This, I'm sure, is not a new word to anyone, but the reason I pointed out in this one is because it does not mean tu, right? This does not mean tu pian or hua or anything like that. This means xiang xiang. So picture, which is pronounced the same way as it would be if it meant tu or tu pian, the emphasis on the picture, because in this case, when you say picture, it means to imagine something. So for example, you could say, did you know that Matt has a beard now? I just can't picture it. So that means I didn't know that he has a beard, and I somehow found out that now he has a beard, but for me, it's just too strange of a thought. I can't picture it. I can't imagine it, because it's too different from the image I have in my head of Matt. So you can say you can picture something or you can't picture something, that kind of thing. Or you could say, you know, picture yourself on a beach in Bali, and so on and so on. That's imagine yourself on a beach. That's essentially what it means, which is our next word. The reason I put these two together is because they are synonyms in this case. So to imagine, of course, the emphasis on the ma, imagine. And imagine in Chinese also is just xiang xiang. I don't think that needs too much explanation. And moving on, we have sympathetic. Sympathetic. And sympathetic means 有同情心的, and the emphasis is on the the, the sympathetic. I know the the sound is quite difficult for some people, so this might take you a little bit of time to practice. Sympathetic. And I'm gonna explain these four words all together first, and then I'll talk about them in more detail. So the next word is sympathy. Sympathy, with the emphasis on the sim, sympathy. And then we have empathetic and empathy. So sympathetic, sympathy, empathetic, empathy. And so, yeah, empathetic has also the emphasis on the the empathetic, empathetic. And then empathy is our last one, empathy, with the emphasis on the M, empathy. So empathetic means 有同理心的, and empathy is 同理心. So of course, sympathetic and empathetic are adjectives, and sympathy and empathy are the according nouns for those two adjectives. So if someone has sympathy, it means that they are sympathetic. If they have empathy, they're empathetic. And actually, don't worry too much if you find these two confusing, the English definitions of them, because many English native speakers confuse these two words. People often say, you know, empathetic when they mean sympathetic, or vice versa. So what do these two mean? So empathy means that you understand how someone else feels, because you either have felt that same thing yourself, or because you have the ability to mentally put yourself in their position, that you can imagine yourself in their position, or you could picture yourself, like we just learned, in their position, and understand how they feel in that position. Whereas sympathy is rather acknowledging that someone is going through a hard time, that they have some sort of unfortunate circumstance, something bad has happened to them, and you provide comfort, you provide assurance for them. So sympathy is almost always tied to something negative that has happened to someone, and you show that you are supportive to that person in a time of need. When they are in need of someone's sympathy, they need that support, you can offer your sympathy. But empathy just means that you understand how they feel. And actually, I should mention, empathy is often tied to emotional intelligence. This is a term that we are hearing more and more these days. Emotional intelligence, And empathy is a big part of emotional intelligence because until you learn how others feel, until you understand the way they feel, how they think, it is very difficult to actually have emotional intelligence. So people often say that empathy is a very, very large part. That's a large component of emotional intelligence in general. Anyway, I'm not sure if these two terms get confused in Chinese as well, and I'm not 100% sure if the translations are the exact way that we use them in English. Let me know in the comments. Do Chinese native speakers, Mandarin native speakers get these two terms mixed up, 同理心 and 同情心, or do most people kind of understand the difference between the two? I know it's quite common in English for people to confuse them. But anyway, so that was quite a difficult challenge, I think. I'm going to read our sentence one more time, and then we're going to wrap it up. So here it is. We want a reaction in adulthood of what it felt like to be administered to and indulged. In a secret part of our minds, we picture someone who will understand our needs, bring us what we want, to be immensely patient and sympathetic to us, act selflessly, and make it all better. So in this case, the immensely patient, immensely just means very, very patient, and sympathetic, as I just explained, that they feel bad for us when we are going through a difficult time, that they support us. Act selflessly just means that they are generous and that they think about others, and not just themselves. They act in a way that shows that they think about you and other people. And make it all better, of course, just means make the whole situation better, kind of to get rid of any negative feelings that you may be having. Quite a deep, deep video, I think, actually, this loving and being loved. And I think it's a very important topic for everyone to think about. So that's all we have for today. I hope you all enjoyed. And I'm looking forward to hearing your recordings and reading your comments. And once again, I've said this before, but this is quite a difficult one, I think, today. So congratulations to anyone if you could read through this with no problem. And if you're having a little bit of trouble when reading it, that is absolutely no problem. That is totally normal, as this is quite a difficult section. I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an extra challenge to see if you could do it, but I'm sure you can. Anyway, thanks again for listening, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.